This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
All right, now, yesterday I went to the Black Bull pub in Bolsham, not just to have a pint, but because that was the venue for the book launch for the Bolsham, the Bolsham Map Project. Now, the Bolsham Map Project has culminated in this beautiful book that really spans the life of the village, really, from the first known map in 1617 through to the present day. Now, the woman behind putting it all together, and you can imagine what a job that has been, is Margaret Creek. And I met Margaret and asked her, first of all, how long it had taken her to put it together.
About 4 years. It started in about May 2013, I suppose, basically. And so it's gone on. The difficulty was knowing when to stop. And there's so much written about Bolsham which we didn't know about. And going to the archives locally and nationally and talking to village people, I mean, some of the stories we couldn't obviously print. I found out, to my cost, everybody in the village is related. I'm relatively newcomer because I've only lived here 52 years. These people in the book go back sort of 200-300 years and more, probably. So, yeah, it's been good.
So tell me a little bit about the book. It's a beautiful book. What does it cover?
It covers basically the first map of 1617. And then we weren't too sure what to put in it. I'd got a rough outline of how it might look. And then we got people on board who've helped with the maps, obviously. And we've sort of put flesh on the bones with the people's stories, as well as the maps interspersed. We've got maps interspersed. The gem in the book, I think, is the 1874 map, which was drawn, hand-drawn, by we don't know whom. And it lists all the names of the people that lived in the village at the time. And that is absolutely beautiful.
And are some of those families still here?
Oh, yes. Oh, very much so. Yes, yes, yes.
Has it changed much over the years, Bolsham, then? You're in a prime position to know because you've got maps here dating from 400 years ago.
The basic outline hasn't changed of the village. No, the shape has remained the same if you look at the early maps and the modern maps. It's just expanded, really, the population, but unfortunately the facilities have decreased. It's sort of not quite just a commuter place, but we've lost the butcher shop, which is now a very nice coffee shop. We've got a post office still, and we have another pub up the village, the Bell, which is sort of hanging in there. So yeah, it's a lot of people, but not so much facilities now, which I think is a lot of people in the same place.
So if people buy this book, they'll find out what Bolsham looked like through the years, really, through the last four centuries.
Yeah, and there's a lot more out there waiting to be discovered, or we've discovered it, but haven't had time to print it. So we're hoping somebody else will carry on where we've left off. I'm quite happy to advise them, but yeah, I'd never do it again. It's been absolutely fascinating. I've enjoyed it. But it is quite hectic if you've got no idea what you're doing. You just rely on the expertise, which I'm so grateful for, that have supported me through the project.
And what was the inspiration for this book?
I don't know, really. It's just some of these light bulb moments. You think, that's a good idea. And I said I'd give it up if it kept me awake at night. And I'd have given it up ages ago, and probably last week as well. It does concern you.
You saw a map, didn't you?
Yes,
you saw the original map. Was that what set you off on the journey?
Yeah, we saw the copy of the map. Then we went up to the London Metropolitan Archives, and the real one was up there, the original 1617. And they brought it out, and they sort of... It wasn't a white gloves job. They pulled it out, and we saw it. It's all beautifully handwritten by Thomas Lagden, which caused more interest because... they discovered all about him and his history as well, and his story about Charterhouse. I've been to Charterhouse, lunched with the brothers there, because there's still a connection with Charterhouse and Bolsham. It's not just a bridge over the A11, the Charterhouse. You'll find out if you read the book.
Okay. And what was the most surprising thing that you found out about Bolsham?
How much history has been written about it, and how important it was at the beginning of where the map was written. Yeah, the connections and the power that people had in this tiny little place, really.
It's quite a detailed map of the village now. Who did you get to do that?
The maps, so we had them from the local archives and the National Archives, census records, newspapers, you name it, and we put it all together.
And you're giving a copy, a free copy of this book to every house in Bolsham.
To every house in Bolsham. This has been in another village, not so very far away, but we haven't been so lucky with funding, sort of local and national funding. Books are not seen, I use the word, as a worthy cause, but I think people will be delighted with it, and I hope we've proved them wrong.
And has it made you feel differently about the village?
Yeah, I was a bit concerned about having this big launch day, I'll be honest. I'd rather have just gone around and just put books in letterboxes. But no, you've got to have a big display all this and celebrate it.
But the book, in a way, has brought the village together, which is...
I hope it has, and somebody will... No doubt we'll say, oh, no, you've got that wrong, this wrong and that wrong. Well, now's your chance to put it right for the next edition if somebody wants to carry on.
And you've got personal recollections in here as well.
Oh, yes, personal recollections.
How did you choose who to interview?
I used to ask for people to say, would they like to share their memories? The photographs are of local interest. Jan Ellam, she's from the families in the village from way back. And she's got a big collection that her mother gathered years and years ago, her mum, Pam. And she's carried that on, you see. That's a treasure trove of people. And you look at the people there and you see people today and you can see they're all related.
And talk me briefly through the book. So when you open, yeah. It is a lovely book. I mean, it's quite a large book, isn't it? And there's the original map.
176 pages.
176 big pages as well. And there's the original map on the front cover. And so you're looking through the 1617 map.
1617 map.
There it is. And then what happens then?
Then we have the copy done in 1791.
And you can see all the fields.
And all the fields, all the strip farming, which is another interesting thing it drew from this, all the strip farming, we copied all these out, all the group, all the strip farming.
The strip farming, by that you mean that each field has been divided into strips with a name on it.
Before enclosure. We've copied all these out, and they're all on a database, a spreadsheet. And you can look at them, I think, with these modern technologies, completely above my head. But these are all recorded. And they are basically in the back of the book, here.
Oh, yes.
That's the modern map.
Yeah, that's the modern map. So that's...
It's difficult on radio to explain.
It is. It's the old map that was black and white, but you've done it in colours.
Yeah, it's in colour. The strip farming is in colours. And one of the strip farming here, one of the gentlemen. And this is just one family, the Rural family. And these are the strips that they...
owned in the different fields.
In different fields.
Gosh, they had quite a walk, didn't they, between the land they owned?
They did indeed.
So they owned in total sort of about 20 strips, but spread over very many acres.
Yeah. So this is the terrain map, how high and how low we are in the village. This is all by Seppi Casateri, our wonderful map-making man.
You've got some aerial photos.
Aerial pictures that Seppi's taken as well.
And what's the text about? What do you cover actually in the text?
Each building, the buildings. Well, it's the people that. Some of the buildings have been covered before, but.
The farms.
It's just the farms of Bolsham, work and play, the 1806 map, which is after enclosure. People from the past, these various families. I've done the Prince family, who are quite prominent in the village. They are fascinating. There's still more stuff to do about them. They're very, very interesting. And the same with the... There's a May family as well in the village. And then you've got the services, buses, carriers, electricity, water, fire. And Bolsham doing conflict, yeah.
So this is during the First World War and
the
Second World War?
Yeah, the First World War and the Second World War. Streets and houses. Then these are the new estates. Education. Yeah. It's all in here. A little bit of everything, I hope.
You've set something up for somebody, as you say, to continue, should they wish to.
I hope so. And so if we've got it wrong, just we apologise in advance. But now's your chance to put us right and perhaps carry on where we left off.
What do you want, if there was one thing that you wanted somebody to take away from this book, what would it be?
Walking in the footsteps of these people from years ago, when you walk down, say, Woodhall Lane, and you look at the allotments and things, and you know from what the research we've done who was actually doing their farming on that piece of land all those years ago, and wonder what they would have made of all this now. And I hope that Thomas, who did the original map, would be pleased. And he wasn't far out with his measurements, even though they used all these primitive equipment. With the modern map, you put it over the old map, and the borders and the boundaries are much the same.
Hmm. Well, congratulations, Margaret. It's a beautiful book.
Thank you for coming out, and thank you for giving us your time.
Absolute pleasure. That was Margaret Creek there talking about the Bolsham Map Project. And if you want to find out a bit more about that, you can go to their website, which is bolshammap.net. And they also have a Facebook page, which is Bolsham Village History. The book costs £15 to non-residents of Bolsham.